If you're worried about someone lifting your wallet or purse without your knowledge, well, times have changed and new figures have revealed that perhaps we should be more concerned about electronic pickpocketing. To find out more about this threat, on the line I have Tyler Harris, the co-founder and director at ArmorCard. Thanks for joining me on Tech Daily, Tyler.
Yeah, thanks for having me, mate.
Now, Tyler, first of all, what exactly is electronic pickpocketing and who is most at risk?
Okay, well, electronic pickpocketing, if you can imagine pickpocketing in the old days where someone would come and distract you, potentially lift your wallet out of your back pocket, what's happened in the modern technology age is someone's been able to do that without even creating a distraction and lifting a wallet. Now, electronic pickpocketing is where somebody or a criminal will basically skim your data wirelessly. Now, if you own one of those tap-and-go credit cards or you have a current passport, they run off a technology called RFID or radio frequency identification. And what that means is that they communicate your data wirelessly over open airwaves. Now, in that lays the vulnerability. That means anyone with a reader, which you can buy online easily, or even a smartphone with that capability enabled, can start to potentially skim your data from your wallet without you ever knowing.
So this has all become a problem pretty much since the invention of these tap-and-go cards and, as you say, the NFC technology within a lot of mobile phones now?
Yes. Well, this technology has been around since the Cold War. It's come through the ages, and obviously in the modern day, we're using it on a daily basis, not only in inventory tracking and the chips that are in your pets when you take them to the vet, but now it's obviously as a payment device. And so basically, you know now that every time you get a card issued or a new card, they always seem to have this technology in it. So everyone's got them. Every passport that's been issued in Australia since about 2006 has got these same sort of chips working off this frequency. And so basically, that means that all these devices do transmit your data, your personal data, whether it be your credit card details, your name or whatever it is, across those open airways, which can be skimmed.
Now, you mentioned it seems to be quite easy to get your hands on the technology to allow you to perform some sort of electronic skimming. So exactly how easy is it for the criminals to get away with electronic skimming?
Yeah, look, there's a few things. There's a few sides of this crime. Firstly, it's an invisible crime. So a lot of times this goes undetected. The reason being is you don't know when you've been skimmed. A lot of the time, no one's bumped into you, no one's taken your wallet, no one's done anything for you to raise suspicions. So a lot of it goes undetected. There's two sides, but one is there's an opportunist form of crime, and that is, look, anyone with a smartphone or an NFC-enabled smartphone can go to the Play Store, download free available apps that can turn that phone into a device that will skim credit card information. Now, obviously, with a smartphone, you have to be closer. That's with near-field communication. But you can also buy RFID-powered readers off eBay or Amazon or wherever you want to buy them for under $50 and download free software, attach it to a tablet or a laptop and start skimming with a pouch, with a stronger reader. So, look, the technology's out there. A Google search can get you the software. You don't need to be a tech person to actually, pull it all together. There's a lot of stuff online showing people how to do it. And the scary thing is that even people with a smartphone can do it today in your local mall.
Right. But this research that you guys have just come out with has revealed that obviously it's costing us hundreds of millions of dollars in electronic skimming crimes. But what you're also saying is perhaps there is another percentage of people who have been affected that we don't even know about.
Well, that's right, mate. Now, this is an independent report of consumers. So what we've found is that through this, our survey, that, one in seven Australians, that's probably around 14% of Aussies, have either been affected themselves or know someone that has been a victim of electronic skimming. Now, as I said before, most people don't even know. And unless you're really extremely diligent about going through your statements every day or every fortnight or whenever you get them, they may skim $28, they may skim $50. Now, you might have on your statement your internet, which is $50. You've got another charge, which is $47. So you kind of skim over things. And that's why a lot of this money can be, or skimming, can be undetected because there's no reason for anyone to pick it up on, for starters. And B, we found in our research that the average Australian adult would be able to lose about $28.50 without even noticing. So as an example, that would be you know, you're skimming through your statements. You may be diligent. I don't know how many people are as diligent as that, but, you know, they'll go and that charge for $28.50 will just be something like a similar charge on their statement. You glance over it. It's nothing. There's nothing there to tell you that it's an issue. And, you know, that's why a lot of this stuff can go undetected. And that's why, it's, you know, it is scary. And I think the figures that are there are only the tip of the iceberg, because a lot of this stuff doesn't even get reported because I don't even realise it's happened.
Right. Now, let's talk about this solution that you guys have come up with. I'm actually holding one in my hand, a thing called the Armour Card, electronic jamming technology. It looks pretty much about to the same size as a credit card, maybe a touch thicker. What exactly does the Armour Card do?
Right. Well, what we did, my business partner and myself, we were researching this, you know, rollout of this technology into our lives, into our passports, into our credit cards a few years ago. And we saw that there are a lot of products like that try to block or shield you, like credit card sleeves, where you've got to wrap your sleeves in aluminium foil. And, you know, they're marginable in the, I guess, the success of how well they protect you. And we saw that with this technology coming into our lives, we weren't happy with the way, the level of protection that you could currently get. And so we saw that this crime is really technology-based. So we decided to tackle this problem like no one else has done and tackle it with technology. So Armour Card is the only product, and it's an Australian invention, that electronically jams the frequency that these credit cards and readers and passports communicate over. And so what that means is it's got its own battery source, and if, when someone or a criminal tries to interrogate your credit cards by electronic pickpocketing, Armour Card jumps in, powers up, and creates a jamming force field that won't allow data to be communicated over that frequency. So it creates a little jamming force field, 50 mils either side of the Armour Card, so all up about 10 centimetres. So I've got a three-fold wallet with cards in every fold of it, and it will protect everything in my wallet.
I keep this Armour Card in my wallet next to my cards. It won't affect the cards in any other way, will it?
No. So if you're near a RFID reader or a tap and go terminal and you wanting to pay for your groceries that night, you know, you don't even really have to take your tap and go card out of your wallet. You can just have it with Armour Card. Armour Card's got a little skin sensitive gold button on it. You place your thumb on that, it will start flashing red, which means it's disabling the jamming. You can then tap your card on the reader as normal and the transaction will go through. Once you lift your thumb away, your skin away from that switch, it'll start jamming again. So you've got the facility to be able to be convenient as well. You still get the protection.
Right. My next question was going to be, how do I know that it actually works? But I think you've answered that question. If I actually had this next to my credit card and I went to do a tap and go with it, unless I put my thumb over the little disable section there, it wouldn't work. That's what you're saying?
Correct. The red LED on Armour Card will start flashing, which means that it's jamming. And so what that means is that there's no transactions that will be able to go through. You're protected. And look, really, the best way that I use my Armour Card is I have it in my wallet at all times. I'm safe when I want to use my tap and go. Yes, I can either disable the feature or I just take my card out for a second, tap and go, put it back in my wallet. I've got the convenience and the security.
Okay, for anyone who wants more information on Armour Card, wants to know more about it or where you get it, where do we send them?
Look, mate, you can find out more about Armour Card at our website, which is armourcard.com.au. Well, we are in national retailers like JB Hi-Fi, Harvey Norman, some Vodafone stores, and also at Tech2Go at the airport.
Excellent. Tyler Harris from Armour Card, thanks again for joining me on Tech Daily.
Thanks, mate. Thanks for having me.